So what do you reckon, what would have been your favourite Indigenous players over your time, Dipper?
My most favourite, and I'll try not to talk about St Kilda the whole time, but definitely Nicky Widmar for
Yep.
me. I don't think I was really watching a lot of footy when the game in '93, I think it was, against Collingwood, was on, when him and Gilbert McAdam put on a show. But I've watched it on YouTube about 6 or 8 times since then. I reckon he was a champion. And
Definitely.
just done a lot of great things for football in general and for his people.
Yep.
But for me, the most prominent has got to be Buddy Franklin. He's the best I've seen. And I think once he retires, people sort of put him in the same boat as Gary Ablett Senior and the likes of that. I think he's a champion.
I think you're on the money there. Because of his size doesn't match how quick and agile he is, how good he is under his below his knees, and maybe not. It wouldn't be a weakness, but you don't see him taking many pack marks. But he doesn't really need to.
Yeah, he sort of plays as more of a half forward flanker more than anything, I reckon.
Yeah,
He,
which kind of makes him more dangerous in some ways.
yeah.
And I think he's done really well to go up to Sydney, and so many people are saying it was ridiculous, he shouldn't be doing that. And if he doesn't win a premiership, it's all for nothing. But I don't know about any of that. But just, yeah, on pure skill and impact on games, he's one of those blokes who can just turn a game on off his own boot. If I was going to go back, maybe too far, but when I was little, it was always the Cracker Brothers, and because there was two of them, and they seemed to know where each other was. They just had this sort of radar for each other. They could find each other, and so you didn't mess with them that way. You didn't mess with them if there was a blue on the field either, it seemed. One would be right behind the other, and so it's pretty hard to go past those blokes as well. And I think, just because of all the good footy in the 90s, one I can think of is Michael Long. Just his run and carry before it was even called run and carry. And that goal he kicked against Carlton, which Soss still says is touched. I don't know if he still says it, but he made out like it was touched.
He carried on a bit, didn't he?
Yeah. And he's done a lot for the game and his people as well, with the long walk and all of that. It's also pretty hard to go past. Well, it's in modern day, but still playing Eddie Betts and Cyril, of course.
Definitely.
But they can't match Buddy for consistency, I don't think. Oh, Eddie Betts maybe, but they're just different players, I suppose.
Eddie Betts since he's gone to Adelaide, yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Isn't that
Carlton would be happy to
crazy?
hear that.
Yeah, and we've got one from Wiley Harrington. He just said, "Can't go past Cyril." I definitely
That
agree with that. That's
from Wiley or
from
Dermot
Wiley.
Burton? Okay, yep.
From Wiley. So,
Yep.
g'day, Wiley. I agree with that. Well, he's one of those blokes who, he was always, sort of branded as the bloke who only needs to touch the ball sort of a dozen times, and that's all he needs to do. He only needs to have a couple of kicks. He's done his job.
He's never found a lot of the footy, but he's always pretty special, as Bruce would say.
Yeah, delicious, I think he described it as well.
That's it. Delicious.
That might be pushing it, but yeah.
That makes you cringe. And I think the guy before our day was probably Polly Farmer,
Yeah.
who obviously we didn't get to see him, but from all reports, he was a legend.
Yeah. Yeah, he's one of those blokes where you just hear about it, so you sort of go off what you hear, but it seemed to me that from what everything you do hear that he just sort of reinvented ruck work or ruck craft as they call it now.
Oh, everything's craft now, isn't it?
Yeah, forward craft, back craft.